again, State Senator Art Linares. Thanks for getting up early and calling in, Art.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, Shade, for having me on. I appreciate it.
We appreciate having you, and we're trying to help you spread the word as much as we can, because I don't want to pay any more money at the pump than I have to.
Well, neither do I, Shane, and I don't think anyone else does. But, hey, first, I'd really like to thank all of your listeners for signing my petition. I really appreciate it. After we came on the show, we saw a huge jump in our petition against the gas tax.
Awesome.
And for those people listening, that's SenatorLinares.com. You can go on my website and sign my petition against the gas tax digitally. And we've got over 1,100 people who have signed it so far. And for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Connecticut's current taxes on a gallon of gas are about 47 cents. That's about 26 cents a gallon more than Massachusetts. Jeez. And about 15 cents a gallon higher than Rhode Island. And our taxes on gas are about to go up. Actually, they're about to go up the largest percentage in state history. So, and this is scheduled to happen July 1st. So we have a petition going around to stop that.
Absolutely. And I was just talking the other day, I had to go to Rhode Island for something. And as I was on my way back, I realized I had less than a quarter of a tank of gas and missed the opportunity to get gas in Rhode Island. And I was all mad at myself because it's so much cheaper there.
Well, hey, you know, it's tough because I don't want to advertised for Rhode Island gas station.
Right.
but it is the case. They are less expensive than we are. And unfortunately, Shane, you have small business owners that are actually doing just that. They're going to fill up their trucks in Rhode Island or Massachusetts instead of filling them up in the towns here in Connecticut. And that's a huge inconvenience to small business owners. But it also says a lot about the state of Connecticut that we can't get our finances under control, so we have to rely on jacking up the gasoline taxes on hardworking people. It's certainly a huge burden on the lower and middle class, middle income earners in the state of Connecticut, and it's a huge burden on businesses as well.
Did I see also that you're having an event where people can come and physically sign the petition?
That's right. Next Monday, myself and several other senators across the state are going to be at gas stations across the state of Connecticut where people can sign the petition, and where we can just let people know who are filling up their tank, say, hey, you know, did you know that your price of gasoline is going to go up on July 1st? And actually, it's because of taxes. So next Monday in Westbrook, at the ExxonMobil on Essex Road at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be there with several other supporters, and we're going to be letting people know about the gas tax hike. And you can go to, I believe the website is axthegastax.com, it will show you exactly where all the other state senators are going to be.
All right, I'll put a link to that on our Facebook page a little bit later if I can find it, and that way we can spread the word. You know, 1,100 signatures is great and everything, but I'm surprised that more people haven't signed this, because I can't imagine there's any Connecticut residents out there that are happy to pay more money at the pump. You know, everybody should be out there signing this petition and doing absolutely anything you can. There's just no reason that the state needs to raise this extra revenue. I can't wrap my head around it.
Well, unfortunately, Shane, you know, it's also a matter of letting people know. Thank you for having me on to let your listeners know about this. But it isn't very well known that the gas tax is actually going to go up. And then also, sometimes, you know, people don't feel it until the tax has been increased, and they wonder what happened.
Yeah.
So we're trying to let them know ahead of time this time. And you know, I think it's the public's right to know that the gasoline tax is about to go up.
Absolutely. Speaking with Senator Art Linares, thanks again for coming on, and I'll find that website and put a link to it on our Facebook page and Twitter, and we'll try to get the word out there. But on Monday, several different gas stations in the area, different state senators will be out there getting you guys to sign the petition and stop this gas tax from going into effect. We're only a few days away. July 1st is the day that it would take effect if we don't do something.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Shane. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Senator.
Take care.